another instant classic in the rivalry between the Vandals and the Comet, as the last time these two teams played in an overtime ball game, it was all the way back in 2016. The Vandals came into that game with a 17-game losing streak against the Comet, but they were able to score on the first play in, or the first drive, excuse me, in overtime, and then stop the Comet on their two-point conversion to come away with a 27-26 win. That was the last time these two teams played in an overtime ball game, and that's exactly what we're having right here, an overtime contest, as both teams have gone out for the coin toss. The Vandals captains out there is Quentin Stallball, Jacob Johnson, Jay Keck, and Jaden Rosetto. Comets will have Declan Graber and Ben Hutchinson. So we're having the coin toss, as I believe the rules for overtime in high school football are very similar to the college football overtime, where each team gets at least one possession on the 25, and you go until you can stop the other team's offense. So the captains and the head coaches out there for the coin toss, as I believe the Vandals won the toss. So, I believe the Vandals won the toss. I think they're going to take the ball first. So, that's exactly what's going to happen. The Vandals won the toss, and they're going to elect to take the ball. So, my apologies. Each team will get a possession at the 10-yard line. So, the Vandals will have the ball first down and goal from the 10. First down for the Vandals on the 10-yard line. No clock to worry about in terms of the game clock. Of course, you still have to worry about the play clock in overtime. As the Vandals have the ball first down and 10 from their own 10-yard, or the Comet's 10-yard line. Each team will get at least one possession from the 10. Vandals send out their offense as Quentin Stallmore gets some last-minute coaching or play calls from the coach, Jason Clay. Comets defense takes the field. The ball on the 10-yard line. Vandals will start off with their heavy set formation. Connor DePue, the lone receiver, to the left of Stallmore. It's Casey and Whitehead to his right. Keck in the backfield as Jacob Johnson lined up as the extra lineman. Back to throw with Stallmore. Stallmore gets a pass away. And it's caught by Jacob Johnson. Johnson trying to make a move, and he is going to be wrapped up. Yeah, I think he might have gotten a gain of one on the play. And it's going to be second down, and I believe 9. So it's second down and goal for the Vandals on the 8-yard line. Second and goal for the Vandals on the 8-yard line. Three receivers to the left of Stallball, one to his right. Whitehead, DePew, and Brandon to his left. Johnson, the lone receiver, to his right. Stallball rolls to his left. Stallball gets the pass away to the end zone. It is caught. Well, is he out of bounds? He's in. Touchdown, Vandals. Connor DePew for the second time tonight. This time from 8 yards out. And the Vandals lead at 34-28. They score on their second play in overtime. And the Vandals win at 34-28, pending the extra point. So, from 8 yards out, Quentin Stallmore found Connor DePew as Sagan on to add the extra point. Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental and Vandola. Turn up the dragon and insert fix a lot as the TAT attempt on the way is up and good, and the Vandals lead it 35-28. So 35-28, the Vandals lead as the Comets will have the ball first and goal from their own 10-yard line. As I was saying, the Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn at the dragon and insert fix a lot for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. 35-28. The Vandals lead the Comets here in overtime, as Quentin Stombaugh once again has accounted for all five of the Vandals' touchdowns tonight. He's thrown two to Connor DePue, one to Jordan Colburn. He had a 24-yard touchdown run in the first quarter and a one-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter. And the Vandals are one drive away from getting a win in here in overtime. First down and 10 from the 10-yard line. Comets have the ball on the 10-yard line. Give this to Graber. Graber looking to get to the outside. He's going to be wrapped up. He breaks the tackle. He's fighting. He's in. Touchdown, Comets. Declan Graber broke through three tackles. And the Comets score 20 to make it 35-34, excuse me, in overtime. And it looks like the Comets are going to go for it here. So the Comets are going to go for the win. They have not led the entire game. Comets are going to go for the win. Hutchinson, shotgun look. Comets going for the win. Hutchinson has a shotgun look. Two receivers on each side. But we're going to have a whistle, and I believe a timeout taken by the Vandals. Vandals are going to go ahead and take a timeout. And as they do, we will remind you that timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia. 35-34, the Vandals lead the Comets by one. Comets lined up to go for the win. They have not led the entire game. Vandals have been up by as much as 21. Quentin Stombaugh, has accounted for all five of the touchdowns for the Vandals. As the Vandals' defense has broken their huddle, Comets' offense returns to the field. Comets are going to go for the win. The ball will be placed on the 3-yard line. It's goal to go from the three. Two receivers on each side for Hutchinson, who's lined up in the shotgun. Hutchinson, back to throw. He's rolling. He's looking. He gets the pass to roll. It is Tate McBreach. And the Vandals win it 35-34. Ian Ryan knocked the pass away. And the Vandals win it 35-34. And they are storming the field as the Vandals stop them on the two-point conversion. And the Vandals win it 35-34. The student section storms the field, and the Vandals come away with the win, 35-34. They improve to 5-1 on the season. They end a Greenville five-game undefeated streak. They move themselves into a tie for first place in the conference, and most importantly, they have made themselves playoff eligible as they come away with a thriller 35-34 win in overtime.